BBC Radio Northampton.
Desert Island Dishes then, and well, our guest tonight is a child psychologist, and you might think, well, what's he got to say about food? Well, the interesting thing is that Dr. Richard Wolfson has been doing a little bit of research looking at the knowledge of youngsters when it comes to pinpointing where different things come from. Rather worryingly, there is quite a number of children out there, of what age I don't know, but we'll ask him in a moment, that think potatoes come from chickens.
Do they not?
Oh, right, well done. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is quite staggering, isn't it? I mean, I mentioned the age there. I suppose that is important, because it's one thing for a 16-year-old not to know that, but another for a 3-year-old.
Yeah, well, we targeted the age group in between. In this McCain Food for Thought survey, we asked over 1,500 children aged between 7 and 11 some questions about food provenance, where food comes from, and so on. And as you said at the start, some of the results have been startling. For example, 1 in 10 thought that chickens laid potatoes. Now, you're laughing.
Now, imagine if they could.
Yes, well, you're laughing, but the chickens would not be laughing, that's for sure. That would be quite awesome. But around 20% of kids have no idea that potatoes are grown in the ground. And that's quite worrying.
Actually, I think I'd rather be able to grow eggs rather than have chickens lay potatoes. But there you
okay, I don't know if we're allowed such choices, but anyway, it's an interesting idea. But I mean, basically what we saw is that there is a gap in of knowledge of food provenance, of where food comes from. And as a psychologist, I said, that really concerns me, because if a child doesn't know how food is grown, where it comes from, how to prepare it, how to cook it, then the child's ability to follow healthy eating habits and a balanced diet, that's going to be a problem for them.
I suppose even more worrying is one of these things is that 1 in 5 kids has no idea that chips are actually potatoes.
Yeah, it's the same problem. If we don't know where the food comes from, how do we know what to eat? How do we know what's healthy food and what's not as healthy? And I think it just shows that for all the sophistication that our children have in terms of technology and social networking and internet and so on, the basic basics are missing in some instances.
This would probably make an hour-long programme on its own, but do you know why they don't know this? Is it parents aren't telling them? Well, not learning at school?
It's a combination of a number of factors. I suppose, for me, the probable explanation is that there's now distance between children and the eating experience. Eating has become an event rather than an experience. Let me explain. Look, your typical child, 7, 8-year-old, he goes to school, he comes out of school, he goes to drama lessons or dancing or swimming or football or something. He goes home, parents are working night shift, day shift, back shift, and so on. There's very little time for the family to connect as one. So when the child finally sits down, the food is put down in front of him, and that's it. It just appears. The children are not so involved, for example, in going out with parents and choosing let's pick this potato, that piece of broccoli, this piece of fish. They're not so involved in choosing the product. They're certainly not as involved in preparing the food. And there's no reason why a 9-year-old can't peel the spuds or help prepare other food aspects. So they're not as involved in that. And they're not as involved as in setting the table, doing the dishes. I mean, how many families have a family meal at least once a week? So all in all, I think the whole food experience has become quite remote for children, and therefore they're not as connected, they don't have as much ownership, and therefore they don't have the understanding.
And I think if you ask a lot of children where beef comes from, they'll say Tesco, won't they? Which is
well, they're probably it's correct. The thing is, though, that it has to arrive in Tesco from somewhere.
Yeah.
So this is a challenge for us.
Well, we're going to get on to your desert island dishes, Richard, because you obviously know a bit about food, because you know that potatoes don't come from chickens.
Oh, wow!
So you can have a starter
egg dauphinoise.
Yeah. You can have a starter and a main, or a main and a pudding. What would you go for?
Oh, you put me on the spot. But I'll have a main and a pudding.
Okay, what would your main course be?
Well, you're probably going to be disappointed, because it's very simple. My favourite main dish is hot salt beef with oven cooked chips with gherkins and mustard.
See, I'm not disappointed by that.
Oh, right. I thought maybe your guests would come up with something much more lavish.
No. Simple is the best.
So that, in fact, I'm getting hungry just even thinking about it.
And where's the best salt beef you've had?
Well, actually, I've had great salt beef in London, but also great in New York.
I bet you do.
But it's got to be very thinly sliced and piping hot, and lovely oven cooked chips, so crisp, and the gherkins on the side, and with some English mustard to go with the salt beef. Is that not wonderful?
Oh, it is. I adore gherkins. You've got to get good gherkins.
Oh, well, that's it. It's all very individual.
Yeah, so often gherkins that you buy are in that dreadful vinegar,
doesn't work.
All those hideous things that you get in a fast food burger, which you just take.
Anyway, pudding, Richard.
Well, pudding, again, simple. A classic plain cheesecake. But the type of cheesecake that it's so thick that you'll choke on it unless you're drinking a cup of coffee at the same time. You know that type. Really, you could use it as an offensive weapon almost. it's wonderful.
What, baked or the...
Baked.
It is.
It has to be baked.
So kind of a New York cheesecake.
Yes, that's it exactly. The New York style cheesecake.
So are we suggesting that if we were to drop you in New York, Richard, you'd be sated for life?
Oh, thank you. Just post the tickets on to me.
Wonderful. And drink, Richard, you mentioned coffee there. Of course you can have a coffee afterwards, but with the salt beef and...
I like a cold beer with it.
Any particular brand?
No, just a nice light lager, but chilled, absolutely chilled, so the water is condensing in the outside of the glass.
Lovely.
Very nice. You can get those glasses, can't you, that you put in the freezer so that you can even make them doubly cold.
Wonderful.
Lager. Yeah,
wonderful.
Very nice. Richard, it's lovely to speak to you. We like your choices.
Thank you.
Simple is good. So thank you very much. It's great to speak to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.